Penguin Random House Audio presents The Two Lives of Lydia Bird by Josie Silver. Read for you by Olivia Vinnell.
To my family who run amok between the lines of this book. Prologue. Most of life's defining moments happen unexpectedly. Sometimes they slide past you completely unnoticed until afterwards, if at all. The last time your child is small enough to carry on your hip, an eye roll exchanged with a stranger who becomes your lifelong best friend, the summer job you apply for on impulse and stay at for the next 20 years, that kind of thing. So I'm completely unaware that one of my defining moments is passing me by when my mobile rings at 6:47 p.m. on the 14th of March 2018. Instead, I curse under my breath because I've got a Velcro roller stuck in my hair and I'm already running late. Hello? I can't help it. I smile as I tap on speakerphone and Freddy half shouts his greeting over the background road noise. I'm here, I say loudly, hairpins gripped between my teeth. Listen, Lids, Jonah's got car trouble, so I'm going to swing round and pick him up on the way back. It won't make much difference, 10 minutes max. I'm glad he isn't here to see the look on my face. Was it Princess Diana who famously said there was three people in her marriage? I get that, because there are three people in mine too. Not that we're married yet, very nearly though. Freddie Hunter and I are engaged, and I'm officially, almost, the happiest girl in the world. I refer you back to my earlier statement to explain...